Unit 6. Junk Mail. Section A. Dialogue. Steve, would you mind taking a look at this?
Sure. What is it?
It's an investment newsletter. It came with the rest of the junk mail, but it looks interesting. Do you think it's on the level?
It's hard to say. Some are genuine, but others, well, there's always some con man trying to get his hands on your money. I've never heard of this company, and look at the high interest rates they're offering. It's just too good to be true. I doubt if they're on the level. No, if I were you, I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. It's up to you, of course, but if you send them any money, I think you'd need to have your head examined.
Well, thanks for your frank advice.
You're welcome.
Section D. Substitution Exercise.
What do you think of these mail-order real estate sales?
I think you would need to have your head examined to have anything to do with them. Why?
Well, here's one ad that looks interesting. Do you think it's on the level?
Let me take a look at that. They offered to fly you to Florida to see the land. It could be on the level, I suppose, but it's hard to say. These schemes are full of con men trying to get their hands on your money. It seems almost too good to be true. Did you phone this number?
Yes, I did. They want a $12,000 deposit before they show you the land.
Then don't touch it with a 10-foot pole. Throw it out with the rest of the junk mail.
Time out. Break the ice. In the illustration, two icebreakers are heading for each other and literally breaking the ice. However, icebreaking can sometimes be a lonely profession. There's not much social life, no new people to talk to. So when the crew of an icebreaker sees another icebreaker approaching, they're eager to get beyond the usual formalities and start a friendly, relaxed conversation. In other words, to break the ice in its idiomatic meaning. They might have a few drinks, too. At least there'll be no shortage of ice.